That's one thing. If you're doing it on purpose, that's a whole nother issue.
W3 MMR. Now I hear you. And you know, you don't want to, definitely don't want to pick a fight. Yeah, well, now it's, you know, it's already, with the relationship is quote unquote fractured, is what it sounds like. So, well, you know, all you can do is, well, I wonder if there's any guys below you. Like, I don't know. I never understood, unless there's no room on the van, I never understood, like, oh, this is our frequency and we're staying here. You know what I mean? It just, like, move down a KC. Move up one. You know what I mean? But I guess I can kind of see, well, you know, we were here first, and these guys, we were here for years, and these guys fire up, and blah, 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 blah. I don't know, like, maybe if they could go up a KC. I don't know. But you definitely don't want to, you know, pick a fight with anyone. I know I don't. I don't like conflict, number one. I don't like stress, number two. Especially stress in something that's a hobby and it's supposed to be fun.
Well, when a band is crowded, I don't think they understand that when a band is crowded, you're not going to have static-free, QRM-free QSOs all the time. And I'm tired of hearing, hear that guy on 43, hear this guy. It's like always, it's like, wait a minute, this is HF ham radio, you're going to have a little bit of interference, and you have to be technically astute to understand what's happening. You see, if a guy's 40 over 9, okay, 3 kilohertz away from you, and he, even though he's only 3 kilohertz wide in his transmit bandwidth, the FCC specs, okay, are like, I think it's 25 dB down is your third order. So if somebody, what's 25 dB less than a 30 over 9 signal, for example? It's like an S9. The guy's going to be an S9 outside, a little bit outside of his 3 kilohertz. So you're going to hear him. The guy is perfectly legal. He's doing everything fine. So it's not a problem. It's just the way it is. Okay? And the other thing is, I went up to talk to those guys. I'm not going to interfere with them. I'm going to talk like a rational human being. And I'm going to tell them. So the first thing they said, why they went wide, is because WMT goes double sideband.
Oh, man. Can you really blame the guys? I mean, we've all done it. We've all been like, you QRM, man, I'm gonna spread my elbows out a little. I mean, we've all done it, okay? Anybody who says they haven't done it, who's been on ham radio for a couple years, is lying. You know? But, it just goes to show, man, like, when there's an action, there's always going to be a reaction, you know? I don't know. I've heard it. I know what you're talking about. I've listened there and like, oh, you hear this? And that guy, look at that radio. He must be on a Yaesu or he must be on this. You know, I've heard all the comments, you know. So that's a bummer, man. Anyway, just on the DX100. Seems pretty warm. Seems pretty stable. It doesn't seem to be moving at all, so. Hopefully it's still, man, that recording you sent me last night was really, really good. Did you use the Anon to record that? Like, just the record button?
Yeah, that's all. And I was thinking I was at 10 kilohertz bandwidth.